Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. In high school volleyball action last night, it was Essex picking up a 3-0 sweep over Heartland Christian. Nottoway Valley topped Mount Air 3-0. It was Southwest Valley, Stanton, and East Union participating in a triangular. Southwest Valley beat East Union 2-1, and then Stanton getting 2-0 victories over East Union and Southwest Valley. Also in cross-country action, the ADM Tigers nearly swept their home cross-country invitational Monday night. They won the girls' team title and had the individual champ in both the boys and girls' varsity races. Nate Mueller won the boys' race in 16:45:40. Geneva Timmerman won the girls' race in 19:23:30. Tigers came in second in the boys' team standings behind North Polk by 17 points. West Central Valley finished ninth in the boys' team standings, and they were seventh on the girls' side. Also in results from over the weekend, the Atlantic Girls Swim Team opened up their competition for the 2020 season with a sixth-place finish at the Bobcat Invitational in Marshalltown on Saturday. Johnston with 393 points to win it. Boone, Carroll, Indianola, Marshalltown, Atlantic, Grinnell, and Ottumwa rounding out the team standings. Highlights for Atlantic included a second-place finish for Briar Rose in the 200 freestyle. She was also fourth in the 100 freestyle. Lexi Reynolds was fifth in the 500 freestyle. Ava Bruckner, Victoria Hyatt, Briar Rose, and Lexi Reynolds took fifth in the 200 freestyle relay. And the 400 freestyle relay of Bruckner, Paige Daly, Rose, and Reynolds went fourth there for Atlantic. That's their first competition of the girls' swim season. Also, yesterday, the latest rankings were out from both Radio Iowa and the Associated Press with high school football top 10 for each class. And in the AP, in Class 4A, Southeast Polk is top-ranked, followed by Urbandale, West Des Moines, Dowling, Ankeny, and Pleasant Valley. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier top-ranked, followed by Lewis Central, Dallas Center Grimes, and Harlan tied for third, then Washington in the fifth spot. In 2A, it's West Lyon, followed by Williamsburg, PCM, Central Lyon, George Little Rock, and Sioux Center, rounding out the top five. In 1A, OIBCIG still top-ranked, followed by South Central Calhoun, Van Meter, Underwood at 4, and Sigourney Kyoto at 5. In Class A, Grundy Center is top-ranked, followed by St. Ansgar, Iowa City Regina, South Winnicheek, and Edgewood Colesburg. Logan Magnolia is tied there for the ninth spot. And in 8-man, Audubon jumps up to the top spot as they leapfrog over Don Bosco for the top ranking here this week in that AP poll. Don Bosco at 2, followed by Remsen St. Mary's, and then Cam at 4. Montezuma and Fremont Mills tied for the fifth spot. Coon Rapids Bayer jumping into the poll at number 10. Not too much variation in the Radio Iowa poll, except Harlan's at 2 and 3A and Lewis Central at 4. Also Underwood at 4 in 1A, Logan Magnolia at 10 in Class A, and then in the 8-player rankings, they have Don Bosco in the top spot, and then Remsen St. Mary's, Audubon at 3, Montezuma, then Fremont Mills at top 5, Cams at 7, Coon Rapids Bayard also at 10 there in that Radio Iowa latest rankings. Moving on to some college football notes here for you. Matt Campbell, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell's not sure game experience will be much of an advantage in Saturday's Big 12 opener at TCU. The Cyclones open with the loss to Louisiana on September 12th, and Saturday's game will be the opener for the TCU Horned Frogs.
Even though this year is unique in some ways, I think who they are, what they stand for, there's a great foundation to that football team and that football program, and I think that's certainly one advantage that a team like TCU certainly has, is they know who they are, and they've got a lot of guys back on both sides of the football that, you know, have played their role, have understood what they're doing, and, you know, I think they've got great confidence in what they do.
Campbell says the Cyclones benefited from the off week.
You know, I thought we really had a great week of practice last week in terms of just continuing football development. You know, some areas where we've probably, you know, been shortcutted a little bit throughout, you know, since March, and I think we were able to make up some really good time last week, and we'll continue to do that as we continue to prepare to play each game.
TCU coach Gary Patterson says quarterback Max Duggan may play against the Cyclones. The former Lewis Central standout was sidelined for a period this summer with a heart condition unrelated to COVID-19. Matthew Downing is the likely starter under center.
Max has been back for almost, you know, the 2 weeks. I don't know who he'll start. And Downing's been the guy since we've done the ball really well. So now we have three quarterbacks. All of them have a part of the package in the game plan, and we'll go forward with it.
Patterson says while the Cyclones don't have any film of his of this team to work from, they do have advantage of being able to fix their mistakes.
You could usually get better between your first and second game as much as you do anything else because you learn about yourself. So for us, we've got to be able to make sure that we fixed it ourselves. Like all of us, you know, these kids, they've worked awfully hard to get to a point where they can play a ball game. So that's what we want to, that's the whole intent, to get to a dude so they can have fun doing what they like to do.
A game set for a 12:30 start on Saturday, televised on FS1. In baseball last night, the game we had for you on the radio, Mikhail Franco hit the go-ahead single with two outs in the sixth inning, and the Royals bullpen shut down the Cardinals from the fourth inning on and rallied for a 4-1 victory over their cross-state rivals on Monday night. In other scores, it was Tampa Bay 2-1 over the Mets. In American League play, the Angels 8-5 over the Rangers. It was Cleveland 7-4 over the White Sox. Toronto beat the Yankees 11-5. It was Seattle 6-1 over Houston. In the National League, Cincinnati 6-3 over Milwaukee. Washington beat Philadelphia 5-1. The Cubs were 5-0 winners over the Pirates. It was Atlanta 5-4 over Miami. And Colorado 7-2 over San Francisco. And in the NFL last night, the Las Vegas Raiders have won their first game in their new hometown. Derek Carr threw for three touchdown passes. The Raiders rallied from an early 10-point deficit to beat the Saints 34-24. Carr was in complete control for most of the night, completing 28 of 38 passes for 282 yards. Darren Waller caught 12 of those passes for 103 yards as Carr's most trusted option. Carr engineered four straight scoring drives in the second and third quarters to turn a 10-0 deficit into a 24-17 lead. Saints quarterback Drew Brees was 26 of 38 for 312 yards with one touchdown and one interception. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.